I am instead going to read a piece of museum creation. But before I do that, I feel that you will appreciate it a great deal more if I give you some backstory. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm Imogen. I'm the collections manager for archaeology. And we have on display in the next gallery there what we have termed a rude pot, which is a marginally polite way of saying that there is a Roman pot on display there, which if you haven't seen before, no doubt you will rush to see it after, covered in penises. It's meant to be humorous. It is what we think a direct pun on either a particular type of pot. There is one at the British Museum. It's a chariot race. So chariots racing around the pot in an endless circle of doom. And these chariots are driven by gladiators, fully dressed, I should point out, and pulled by horses. But in our version, which I would argue is vastly superior, the chariot is in fact pulled by penises and are driven by naked women wielding whips in an endless spiral of amusement. And there are spectators in our pot where the spectators are, again, penises. Really, everything I'm trying to say makes for an amazing object, and which is why it's odd that it should have such a dry description. The pot, we think, is from a place called Great Chesterford in Essex, just over the border. The reason we're not sure is because it was found in a box in a curator's office with no museum number, and the box said Great Chesterford. Which might mean that the pot inside it came from there. It might mean that it was just in a box that was conveniently around and then they put it in there, so we don't know for sure. In any case, what I'm going to read from is a catalog card. Here it is. Before the advent of computers, every object in the museum should have a catalog card with a description of the object, some information about who donated it, where it's from, and a description. And so what I am going to do tonight is read the description of this very interesting pot from this catalog card, and I hope that you enjoy it. Oh, I should also say that each object in our museum should ideally have its own unique identification number, so I'm going to start with that. Z30141, England, Essex, Roman, query Great Chesterford. Large beaker of color-coded Colchester ware with barbatine decoration showing a chariot race. The chariot's being drawn by teams of phalluses, which run on cock's legs. Various other phalluses are dotted about the scene. Also a couple indulging in sexual intercourse after a fashion. Labeled one, found in a box, marked Great Chesterford. Thank you.